A little bit of a flavour of what is going to happen in this hour of the show. We've got Josh in. We've also got Floozy in as well. Maxine. I didn't know what to call you, Maxine, or should we go for Floozy? And we're talking 70s sitcoms, and also we're going to bring it up to date because obviously Josh is 20 years old. He'll tell us what is current. What's going on at the moment. So we just played you a couple of things from Bless This House. Should we deal with Bless This House first? Do you remember the format? Do you remember who was in it?
Yeah, a family. Mum, dad, brother and sister, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sally James? Sid James. Sally Geeson, wasn't it?
Yeah, Sally James.
My name's Sally James.
Sally Geeson.
Yeah, Sally Geeson.
Was it that lad, that chap, Robin Asquith?
No, it wasn't. He may have been in it at some point.
I'm sure he had a part in it.
It was Sid James, Diana Coupland.
Yeah.
Oh, Sid!
Yeah, she had ginger hair, didn't she?
She may have done, yeah.
Yeah, she did.
She may have done. Robin Stewart was the brother.
Wouldn't have got that, yeah.
And the sister was Sally Geeson. My favourite was Judy Geeson? Anthony Jackson and Patsy Rowlands, they used to live next door.
Oh, yeah, this is the posh ones.
I don't know. I don't think they were posh. I think they were mates, weren't they? They used to make. They had some kind of whiskey distillery in the garden shed down the garden.
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah. They had a shed then.
I think it
all
blew
goes
up.
On in a shed.
I think it burnt down the shed.
Yeah.
Because they were. I was going to say they were growing whiskey in it. Wow. Oh yeah, they were growing whiskey in it, weren't they?
And distilling tomatoes at the same time. Yeah.
That's some shed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a hell of a shed.
Else was in it? It was 30 Minutes. It was produced by William G. Stewart.
William G. Stewart of 15 to 1
exactly.
fame.
Exactly. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
No, he was. The show was produced by William G. Stewart, later host the 15 to 1 game show, and featured theme music written by Jeff Love. A comic strip version was also produced and written by Angus Allen and printed in the TV comic Look-In. The first seven episodes were made in black and white. They were made in black and white due to an industrial action, which is really strange because when you go back. And I've always wondered why, and that was must have been the reason. There were a couple of episodes. There was a series of Steptoe and Son, series of, they would probably make them in sixes, possibly seven, make one a Christmas special.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of episodes that were in black and white, and I wondered why. That was obviously the reason why. There was an industrial...
Was that for Thames production or something, I bet? Was it...
Thames...
Josh thinks we've come from another planet.
Well, I have no idea what you're on about, so I'm just sat here clueless.
Think of it as a history lesson.
Okay.
Now, the Abbotts lived next door. It was Sid's best friend. That was Anthony Jackson and Patsy Rowlands. She's been in a lot of stuff. Trevor's wife and Jean's best friend. Jean and Betty usually ganging up on their husbands if they don't do the right things. The plot, Bless This House, centres on the Birch Avenue in Putney.
Birch Avenue, yeah.
But where travelling stationery salesman Sid Abbott, spelling of the surname varies. The opening credits of early series one spell out Abbott with two B's and one T, whilst in the closing credits it's spelled Abbott with two B's and one T.
Oh dear.
Big blunder.
Yeah.
And his wife Jean live with their teenagers. Mike is fresh from art college and more preoccupied with protests and finding a job, if you remember rightly.
That's right.
They always looked a lot older. Mike is supposed to be 18, but they looked like...
He looks like 30.
33. when do you reckon the first episode was screened?
1973.
1971. You hate being wrong, don't you? 90s. You don't remember these at all?
No.
Now,
they made a film as well, didn't they? I'm sure. They normally
I've
do,
got a
they?
Funny feeling they may have done.
Funny
yeah,
feeling.
They may have, series. There's, they made a series every year for about 4 or 5 years. The last one was Series 6, 1976. But they didn't make 6 episodes at a time. They actually did 13 episodes in Series 6. They did 10 in Series 5. And they did 6 in Series 4. 12 in 6, so there was no pattern to it at all. They just wrote
just random,
exactly. Mm. Just random. But there's the one that I remember most of all is the one where they were making the beer and the wine.
Mm.
That's and they all the whiskey, and they had some kind of distillery going on in his shed, which was right. So should we take a call?
Yes.
Now, if it's who I think it is,
have we all got to say.
Hi, who's this?
It's Keith.
Keith.
Hello, Keith.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, they did make a film, and what Max is getting confused with, Robin Askers was in the film.
Who did he play in the film?
Yeah, he's in the film, and he played what do you call it, Sally's boyfriend.
That's it.
Yeah,
long,
yeah.
Long floppy hair.
Morris Thousand.
Because he would have been. What would he have been in the 70s? Like, he was in the Confessions film.
Yeah,
wasn't
yeah Confessions of a Driving
Timothy
Instructor.
Lee, in the Confessions film, Timothy Lee?
Yeah,
Confessions of a Window Cleaner.
Driving Instructor.
Did they make it into a sitcom? Was it a sitcom as well?
What, Confessions of?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so, mate.
No, I don't think, no.
Okay,
no.
All right.
That's what I was on about. Yeah, that's why she's getting confused. Yeah.
So what do you remember? What was the best ones?
What, the Bless His House?
No, 70 sitcoms.
Well, obviously Bless His House, Dad's Army.
Yeah, ooh. Dad's Army.
Yeah, that's timeless. You know, you put it on now and still laugh at it.
Yeah, I love it.
Absolutely timeless. And there's little Butterflies was a good one.
Was that? Yeah, it was.
Was that 70s?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, Butterflies, yeah.
Yeah, because didn't they all come from Mother? And Mother Makes Three and Mother Makes Five or something.
Do you remember when they all passed a car test and they had to move all the vehicles to whenever somebody went out?
Yeah, I'm picturing a Mini.
Possibly.
I'm picturing a Union Jack Mini for some reason.
Possibly. I know, you know, everyone out had to go out, had to move all the cars because whoever parked, 9 times out of 10, the person that was parked first, all the others parked behind them. He was the one that wanted to go out first. Do you remember when he became a lorry driver? He had a lorry parked outside.
No.
No, I don't.
Remember that one?
No.
Then she had the fear of that bloke, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he used to go jogging in the park? And he was quite wealthy and had a driver. Someone drove him round, didn't they? Do you remember?
Yeah.
It was Jeffrey Palmer, wasn't it?
No, that was her husband.
No, that's her husband. Her husband, yeah.
So
the other guy was a bit smarmy looking, a bit.
And it starred Rodney Trotter, was in it, wasn't he?
He was his son.
Yes. Yes, he was the youngest son, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was. And
Nicholas
was
Lyndhurst, you
Nicholas,
mean?
Yes, Nicholas Lyndhurst. And let's see if I can cue up the theme for
can't
it.
I believe that was
70s. Another one that I think, you know, it was a brilliant series that never really took off was Goodnight Sweetheart.
Oh, that wasn't 70s, though, was
no,
it?
No, that's not 70s.
No, I think you're right there, actually.
Yeah. We're talking 70s. Keith.
Keith. Love is like a butterfly. La 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 la. By Carl Elaine.
Yeah.
Starring.
Red fame.
Starring.
Yeah, Wendy Craig was the one.
Wendy Craig as Rhea. Rhea Parkinson.
Yeah.
Who else was in it? Jeffrey. Now, he played Ben. He was dentist, wasn't he? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Ben. Yes.
Ben.
I wasn't crazy about the programme, I have to say.
Ben the dentist. And there was a son with curly hair. What was his name?
Oh.
Yeah, he was the one that became the lorry driver.
Right. He was also, later on in life, he ended up in Brookside or something like that.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Oh,
so let's just have a little look and see who the other fellas were then. There was Wendy Craig, Jeffrey Palmer, Nick Lyndhurst, Andrew Hall, Bruce Montague, Michael Ripper, and Joyce Windsor. And the theme, who sang the theme? Didn't know this.
Not Wendy Craig.
No.
No, you got
Barbara
me right.
Windsor.
No.
Oh, gosh, more.
I'm doing an impression of somebody with
big
boobs.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
Oh.
Apparently so, yeah. Apparently it was her. Love is Like a Butterfly theme music composer was Dolly Parton.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. And producers Gareth Gwynlin, who also worked on Only Fools and Horses as well.
They're all sort of connected, aren't they, some way?
They are. Yeah. They
scratch
are.
My back and all that.
All right. Anything else you want to say, Keith?
I did put a list on Facebook there for you, but I can't remember
my... I'm just getting to the actual Facebook page itself. We've had a bit of a morning of it.
Oh, we have had a morning.
Yeah, I've heard you. You've had a right morning. Yeah. What with Keith? Yeah. Poor old Josh there. I bet he ain't got a clue what's going on.
Well, I understand Dad's army. That's about it.
All right. Well, look, right there we go like this. And we're bringing Dad's army just for you, Josh.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler? If you think you're on the run.
Absolutely timeless.
It is.
I know it's set in the war, you know, you say, oh yeah, well, it's, you know, it's set in the war, but what I meant to say was you could put it on now and still laugh at it.
Sorry, Keith, you're spoiling it for Josh.
Singing away to himself.
I love it.
We'll play it again for you in a minute, Josh.
Thank
all right?
You. You're on about black and white. Weren't there a couple of episodes of that was in black and white?
The first series, the first, like, five or so
episodes.
Oh,
we have to get him on Mastermind. My chosen subject is Dad's Army.
Dad's Army.
Do you, I mean...
And who's in the remake, then?
Oh
not again.
I got just... rid of it.
Oh, look at him throwing his arms in the air. You diva.
Hang on.
It's so
who's the lady that was the Welsh lady married to Michael Douglas? She's in it.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
Bill Nye.
That ain't gonna work.
Toby, can't remember saying.
No, I think it will.
No, we actually do know.
No, it does look really good.
I think it will work. I think it looks really, really good. They've almost had for like all the way through.
Very good.
And the guy they've got playing Pike is perfect.
Blake Harrison, yeah, is Neil from In Between Us.
In Between Us, yeah.
Brilliant.
Toby Jones is mannering. Sorry.
Anything else you want to add, Keith?
No, mate. No, just have a good weekend, three of you.
And you.
Hopefully, you'll look after yourself.
Thanks, Keith. Thanks for being there. You have a good weekend, too.
That's it, mate.
Cheers now. Bye. Keith! All right, shall we get back to it? I don't want to spoil this for you, Josh.
Right.
If you think old England's done, Mr. Brown goes off to town on the A21, but he comes home each evening and he's ready with his gun. 'Cause who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler? If you think old England's
done. So when did it start then? What year?
Oh, 1974.
Bearing in mind it's supposed to be 60s or 70s sitcoms.
Oh, I want to late 60s.
It was late 60s. It was 1968, and it ran through until 1977. Who's going
on? I went like that. Yeah. Right.
You should get it right because it's your chosen subject.
You met your match there. It ran for 9 series and 80 episodes in total.
Oh,
plus,
didn't do it for me.
They did radio shows as well. So there was Arthur Lowe, John Lemisurier, Clive Dunn.
Wasn't he married to Hattie Jakes? Laurie.
He was, yeah. It wasn't a very happy marriage, by all accounts. Bill Pertwee, call him what you will, Frank Williams, Edward Sinclair, Janet Davis, Colin Bean, and the opening... Who do you remember who sang the opening lines?
One of them out of it.
It was Bud Flanagan from Flanagan and Allen.
The fame, comedian duo.
All right, okay. We're not playing Triple Pursuit, are we? Hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Jackie.
Hello, Jackie. We're talking 70s sitcoms.
I think it's the 70s that features a shed. I can't remember. I think it might have been No Place Like Home. No. The main character was a bloke. I think his name in the thing was Arthur. And he used to have a neighbour called Vera that used to come round and borrow sugar and tea.
That was 80s.
He had some sherry down there, didn't he?
Yeah, who was the bloke with the big ears? Still around now.
Clunes,
he was in it, wasn't he?
I can't remember.
He was one of the children in it, or one of the teenagers.
Doc Martin. He was in it.
The guy who was Arthur, but his name was William somebody, and I think he was not the Persuaders, but one of those. He was William, so I can't remember his name. He was quite a nice looking with a little moustache.
Well, William Gaunt.
Oh, I can't. Oh, God.
Well, I'm telling you, it's William Gaunt. I've got it in front of me.
That's right.
Yeah, William Gaunt. And, yeah, he was. Martin Clunes was in it. It's probably the first time he was on TV.
Oh, right. And was it No Place Like Home?
It was No Place Like Home.
Yeah. And, yeah, The Shed again featured in that one.
1983.
Oh, right. So
can you ring up next week when we're doing 80s sitcoms, please, Jackie?
What about Last of the Summer Wine? That's gone on forever, hasn't it?
Oh, no, I didn't really like that either.
1972. I didn't like it until later years, but... When you get older...
When you turned into one of the characters.
It was such a long-running... sitcom though, isn't it, that one?
I think that started in 72. Last of the Summer Wine. Let's go for the theme first. Let's remind ourselves
of
what the theme...
Up north.
Oh, splendid, I've been waiting for this.
All right.
That's it.
The only thing I remember about that show is the fact that it's Wallace from Wallace and Gromit.
Oh, yes.
Peter,
yes.
That's it.
Oh,
Peter
yes.
Salas?
Peter Salas.
I've met him. I went to a book. I launched his book. You know, he used to be a bank manager.
Did he?
Yeah.
Dropping names.
Oh, I'm always doing it, Josh. Stick around, honey. And you'll get used to it.
Do you know what? The list of stars that have been in that programme is just unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Nora Betty.
Kathy Staff, her name was, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dame Thora Hurd.
She was a good actress.
Bill someone.
Bill
Compo.
Oh yeah, he's not with us anymore, is he?
No.
Bill Owen.
Plays like Compo Junior. I think they still made it quite recently, haven't they?
No, I think it stopped 5 years ago.
Oh yeah. I know Compo's son was in it.
Yeah, didn't he die as well?
I don't know.
There was Michael Bates.
There was Are You Being Served? Captain Peacock was in it, wasn't he, at one point?
Was he? Oh, Frank Thornton, he was,
Frank
yeah.
Frank Thornton, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tom Owen, that's it. That's the guy, isn't it? Tom Owen, his son.
That's
Brian
right,
Murphy
Owen,
was in
yeah.
it as well.
Yeah.
Brian
yeah,
Murphy
in
from
the
George
latest
and Mildred,
ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Born
yeah.
in Ventnor.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. When was Are You Being Served? Was that the 70s?
1972.
Oh, right. And what about Hello, Hello?
It ain't our fault, Mum. Funny enough, funny as you say that. The gang cars, the boys are here, the boys to entertain you. Laughter to help you on your way. Hey,
it's very camp, isn't it?
So, the gang cars, the boys are here, the boys to entertain you. Boys to entertain you. You can just imagine old, what's his name?
Melvin Hayes doing
a bit of that.
Bought our house, he didn't buy it from us, but he bought it from the people who bought it off us in Sandown.
I remember you saying, he's a lovely bloke, is Mervyn.
Always seeing around walking his little dog.
I remember, it wasn't a simple, I know I'd just had my appendix out and I came home from the hospital and was sat in front of the television and that was on and it hurt me so much because I couldn't stop laughing and I couldn't watch it because it hurt to laugh. But you couldn't help but laugh at it because it was such a funny, stupid series, wasn't it? Lovely characters in that one,
was,
I think.
Yeah, who's the Welsh bloke that was in it? Lovely boy.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, lovely boy, him. Yes, he used to sing, didn't he, with the little chap, Lofty.
They had a number one.
They did, yes. Oh, I can't remember. It's a very Welsh name, isn't it?
Whispering Grass. Don't tell the trees.
Did that originally, didn't they? In about the 1940s, I think.
Oh, crikey. What was it? Donna Stell.
Donna Stell was the little one.
Yeah, and...
Captain Davis.
Windsor Davis. Lovely boy. Do you remember at the end?
They were just so silly, weren't they?
At the end, I don't think
there are any sort of, like, silly, funny things on. Like that, are they? Silly ones anymore. Because
no.
Alf Garnett, you can't put him on anymore, can you?
No.
Sadly. No. I don't know why.
Sadly, is it? Because that was so funny, wasn't it? It was funny. But, there were some good ones around, weren't there?
It ain't our fault, Mum. It used to make me know, because at the end of the programme, they'd have someone singing, some Indian chap singing, Land of Hope and Glory, do you remember?
Yeah, I do remember it.
Who was that? He was someone famous, wasn't he?
He was a punk waller. He was English, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, and he did that wonderful Indian, swaying of his head, didn't he? Yeah.
There was a load of celebs in that particular programme. It went from 74 to 1981. Yeah. And, Windsor Davis, he played Sergeant Major Sharp Williams. Melvin Hayes was Gloria. Gloria Beaumont.
Yes, that was the Melvin Hayes. Then there was the guy who played the piano with the glasses, wasn't there, the posh one?
I can't remember what his name was, but there was Dino Shafiq.
Was there one of them in there that was in Porridge, the Scotsman who was a coloured chap who was a Scotsman? He was in Porridge. Was he in that?
No. But I tell you,
Leighton was in that. Was he?
I'll tell you who we were thinking of.
George Leighton was in that, in Ain't Half Hot Mum, I think.
I don't remember him being in it, but Michael Bates is the guy that was singing at the end.
Indian-y bloke.
And here's a shock for you. There was someone in that was also in Only Fools and Horses. A regular in Only Fools and Horses.
Trigger or someone like that?
No.
No, Dave the barman.
It was Mike from the Nag's Head.
I mean Mike. Kenneth. I meant Mike.
Yeah, you meant Mike.
I said the barman. I said the barman.
Dave.
Kenneth MacDonald. Gunner Nobby Clark.
That's right.
And he was in 56 episodes of It Ain't Half Hot Mum. He died aged 50. Sadly. Yeah, only crikey. It's a bit worrying. Yeah.
When was Timothy Lumsden?
Oh, that's 1980s.
That's later, wasn't it?
Sorry.
Yeah.
And also Only When I Laugh. And Victor Melder, they were all later ones, weren't they?
They were. Only When I Laugh, yeah, that was definitely nice. Only When I Laugh might have just been on the cusp. Let's have a little look.
Victor Melder, wasn't it?
It was, and it was James Bolam, yeah.
And the guy who was into The Man of Bourne.
Yes, Mr. Devere, yeah. Wasn't it?
He was in hospital with James Bolam, they were the patients, weren't they? Regular patients on the ward.
HAPPY. I know I am. I'm sure that was from that program, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think
that was
so.
The theme tune. And Only One Laugh.
To the Man of Bourne, was that 70s or 80s?
Going to look that up. I think it's late 70s, early 80s, possibly.
Good Life. When was that?
That's 1970s as well.
Yeah. That was different, wasn't it?
But it's Mark, Corcoran. Who gave you permission to wear those medals?
Sharp Wilson ordered me, say. In addition, you ordered them to wear theirs as well as yours.
Peter Bowles.
What are you up to?
I beg your pardon?
You're trying to undermine my authority.
Not at all, sir. It was a battalion order and I merely passed it on, that was all.
I see. You've not heard the last of this, Wilson.
I am sure I am a big JPPY.
There you go.
Well, that's a mixture there of it all. That's really great. Anyway,
thanks
for it, really.
Thanks very much, you're cool.
Okay, have a good weekend.
And you.
All right. And you, Jackie.
Bye. Bye. Okay, so it's crikey, it's 12:30 already.
Oh, I haven't talked about two.
Well, do you remember this one? Do you remember it?
No.
You know.
It's Love My Neighbour, isn't it?
No!
Love My Neighbour.
Love
Incest.
No!
No, what is
you get
it?
All excited,
don't look at me, I wasn't alive.
You take it so seriously. We're not playing Trivial Pursuit. There's no winners here.
What was that?
It was...
Man About the House.
Man About the House. With
Richard O'Sullivan, Paula Wilcox, yeah. Sally Thompson, Tom Sett,
wasn't it?
Yeah, old... Were they in it? They were in it as well, weren't they? Old Joyce...
Man About the House. I'm just checking it out on the details
Ryan
here.
Ryan Murphy and...
Youth of Joyce. Yes, Richard O'Sullivan, Paula Wilcox, Sally Thompson, Youth of Joyce, Brian Murphy. Number of series? 6. 40 episodes they made between 1973. They were quite prolific then. 73 and 76. Now, they used to have, if you remember, they rented the room upstairs, didn't they? Or the flat upstairs.
Yeah.
And let me see, the reoccurring cast, did we know any? Roy Kinnear was...
he's not here anymore, either.
No, but his son's about, and he's in quite a lot of
he's
stuff at
good,
the moment.
Yeah.
Daphne Oxenford, don't really remember her, but remember all the others. Doug Fisher as Larry Simmons, that was the friends to them upstairs. Now, there's a story about Richard O'Sullivan, which is kind of sad, because wasn't he in a home or something?
He is in for retired...
And Sally Tomsett, there was a guy that used to read the news, somewhere where I used to work, and he went out with her, apparently. He also said he went out with Sheena Easton. I don't know how true it is, but apparently he lived with Sally Tomsett for a while. Mm. But she was in the Railway Children as well, wasn't she?
She was a Railway Children child, yeah.
How old do you reckon she is?
56. No, I might not...
All right, calm down.
67.
No, she's not 67.
I'm just guessing ages.
Don't ever play any games with Max.
Okay.
Because I'm going to say it's what I said.
No! No, she's not.
I think I'm going to go back for 56.
She's 65.
Oh.
Yeah, big up, Josh.
Big up.
Yeah, she was in the Railway Children.
She's still got the same teeth.
She used to have those big old teeth, didn't she? For 3 years in the 1970s, Tomsett dated fellow actor Richard O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
She then later married some other geezer who was a landscape gardener. What's she up to now, do you reckon?
Drawing
a pension.
A normal job. Everyday normal job or something.
Doesn't she say what she's up to now?
Retired.
Retired, yeah. She probably is retired.
Of course, from that led on to George and Mildred, didn't it?
It did lead on to George and Mildred, which they... Do you remember? Was it the Carmichaels that used to live next door?
Yeah.
And they'd have that little kid, wouldn't they, with the little glasses. Yeah, let's just give ourselves a little memory of how George and Mildred sounded. What's really, really weird is that kind of one sitcom back in the 1970s leads on to another one. I'll tell you for why in a mo. The cast was Youth of Joyce, Brian Murphy. Who was the posh bloke, do you think? Was it Norman Eshley?
Yeah.
And the little kid was Nicholas Bond-Owen.
Yeah.
That was the little guy with glasses. Yeah. Do you remember? Do you remember what his name was in the programme itself?
Tristan,
yeah.
just my skin of my teeth.
Tristan was, but Roy Kinnear was in that as well.
Was he?
Yeah, and the lady, I think it's Sheila Fearn. Now, Sheila Fearn was, the 4 Miles. That's what they were called, the 4 Miles. There was Tristram, there was Geoffrey, who was played by Norman Eshley. He was the posh one, wasn't he?
Mm.
And, that lady we just mentioned there, what was her name again? Sheila Fearn. She played, I think she was a sister of one of the two that was in The Likely Lads.
Yeah.
Which was another one that was a great. We've got to dig out the theme tune to that, because that was a... And another guy from the Isle of Wight. I wonder if they had a conversation with, each other about the Isle of Wight all those years ago. Do you remember who it was?
No.
It was Reginald Marsh.
Who's he?
Don't you remember Reginald Marsh?
No.
No.
Reginald Marsh was in... I wonder if this was... the one with... he takes all his clothes off and does a runner. Reginald, the Fall and Rise of Reginald Penrose. He was the top man, the manager. That's Reginald Marsh.
Yes, his manager.
When you see a picture of him, you'll know exactly what I mean.
Yeah, I know who he is now.
Okay. The Likely Lads. You've got to have a listen to The Likely Lads and then try and work out if we remember. We should do some stuff that, Josh knows as well, because I think Josh is feeling a bit...
I know Fawlty Towers, that's 70s, right?
Yeah, that is. I think it's 70s.
It is.
Yeah. So, Highly Likely, this is... Yeah, Likely Lads. Is this playing? Here it is. This is the Highly Likely Lads theme. But,
is it?
Oh, here we go.
That's it.
Sounds So in this was James Bolan, Rodney Buse, and Sheila Fearn. And it was a Ian Lefrenet and Dick Clement. They wrote this, and they did do a spin-off. They did the Lightly Lads, Whatever Happened to the Lightly Lads, which was broadcast in the '70s. I think the other one was predominantly the 1960s.
Was that one they're in hospital? What's that one?
Yeah, I don't know whether they were in hospital. Are you talking about the Lightly Lads still? Not sure.
Yeah.
Not sure. But Whatever Happened to the Lightly Lads? That came back like 8 years later, 73 and 74, which was a spin-off, and they made a film as well, which is kind of interesting because in the news this week, bringing it all round full circle, they made, a few years ago, they did a...
Only when I laugh.
They did a one-up... Didn't they do a one-off? Wait, have you got Tourette's?
It's only because I just remembered it. That was a delayed reaction from you.
From about 3 hours ago. Josh is thinking, I ain't coming on a Thursday anymore. They brought it back up to date with a one-off. And do you know who played them?
No.
The Lightly Lads.
Oh, no, you tell me.
It was Ant and Dec.
That's it.
Yeah, Ant and Dec. But in a similar vein, the Inbetweeners came out and they were at school and they're coming back in a year or so's time. Did you know this, Josh?
We're thinking,
there's a rumour going around that they're doing
the university.
It's Josh said. So it's almost like what they've done there. They've done the Lightly Lads. Whatever happened to the Lightly Lads brought them back. So the last series of the Inbetweeners must have been about 3-4 years
three,
ago.
3-4 years ago.
Must be.
So, you know, 5 years on, there they are. They're going to be...
they've done two films too.
They've done, yeah.
Yeah, they did two films.
All right. Chip. Going to get you drug tested for next time. We'll take a break there.
I need to lie down.
I need one. And so does Josh. And we come back. The Inbetweeners, just before we go into the break, Inbetweeners, coming back, was that a programme that you would like not miss?
No. I'd watch that religiously.
So, but there aren't many nowadays that you think, right, I'm going to watch that.
No, there's not really.
I mean, let's be honest. We probably all like The Simpsons.
No. I'd hate The Simpsons. Can't stand it.
I like The Simpsons, but I don't make a point of watching it all the time. And there is no comedy around at the moment that I would make a point of watching. But that is one. We just mentioned The Inbetweeners. Wouldn't miss it.
No.
We mentioned Harry Enfield earlier on. You know, bless his house, when you were a kid, you wouldn't miss that.
No, I wouldn't miss that.
Either would you? I mean, all those things that you think... But these things that they're making today, they just don't work, do they? They're just not fun.
Some of them do, some of them don't.
Okay. Which ones do?
The Inbetweeners.
The Inbetweeners, for sure.
Not Going Out. I really like that. If that was on Dave or anything.
But do you watch that every...
Well, I have watched it.
Well, all the time, every episode.
No.
No, I've not watched every episode, but if it's on, I'd make an effort to watch it.
Okay, Not Going Out. Let's just have a look and see how many episodes they actually made.
Quite a few.
Do I do it live?
Don't think so. Oh, Mrs. Brown's Boys. That's another one.
Ah, yeah, Mrs. Brown. I love Mrs. Brown's
that
Boys.
That is another one I've watched
funny.
Religiously.
Do you know what I like about Mrs. Brown's Boys? Is they do that live.
That is live, yeah.
They do it live, but what I love about it is when he mucks up or someone else mucks up...
They just go with it, don't they?
They highlight it.
It's brilliant.
Don't they? And they make a real point of highlighting the fact that... There was one episode that I watched very recently where somebody had to say something and he was obviously concentrating on saying something that was very difficult to say.
Oh, is that the one, the comic thing they had to do? They had to dress up as comic heroes?
It may have been.
Yeah.
When this guy actually said what he had to say and it was really difficult to say, and then he just sort of said... Would you mind just saying that again? It was hilarious. I just think that is what makes it.
Yeah.
It really does make it. The fact that it's live and the fact that they muck up all the time, and it's even funnier when they do.
And they keep it in the actual episode. Yeah.
Not Going Out. It started in 2006. Stars Lee Mack. And was there a different girlfriend? There was an American girl, wasn't there?
No, I don't think so. Not like I remember.
And then it changed.
No, I think it's always been the girl that is.
Okay, but it's been going since 2006. Is it still going now?
I know they still do repeats on Dave and stuff.
There is, how many episodes have they made? It's started out as a sketch show, apparently. 53 episodes they've made so far, but it's not one that I would look at and think. People that have starred in this, Miranda Hart was in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim Vine.
Yeah. I like Tim Vine.
Simon Dutton. Megan Dodds, don't really ring a bell, but Sally Breton does.
Hugh Dennis.
And Bobby Ball. I didn't realise Bobby Ball was in it.
No. Oh, yeah, Bobby Ball. Yeah, I remember.
All right. We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back with more on Among.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Call them on 01983 240 240. That's 01983 240 240.
Self-publishing your own book is much easier than you think it is. About your own life, a local historical event, an interesting untold story about a relative, pure fantasy or fiction, or maybe an illustrated children's book. Talk to Cross Print Media for advice on self-publishing and how to get started. Call 52 4885 or email us on printmedia@crossprint.co.uk.
Lifeline Alarms and Security Services, providing security and alarm services for the leisure industry, domestic and residential, and more, providing access control emergency systems, key holding, installation, monitoring intruder alarms, and much, much more. Check them out at www.lifeline-security.co.uk. Put your mind at rest. Call Lifeline Alarms and Security Services on 01983 521 621. That's 01983 521 621. Lifeline. They put you first.
White Fibre, the island's fastest broadband. But don't just take our word for it. Here's John Willison from Cowes.
The best thing about White Fibre is their speed of response. And you're actually talking to a human being who you know is local. It's not transferred over to India or Scotland. It's a local person.
Get the island's fastest broadband free for 12 months. Call 240-240.
WhiteFibre.com.
24-month contract required. Fastest speeds available in all cabled areas.
Origins Theatre's new production presents Charles Dickens' Storyteller. We bring Charles Dickens back to life with a lookalike actor in period costume, reading extracts from his books, just as he used to do. It's the perfect addition to any event. A festival, a fete, a corporate event, a specially themed dinner at a pub or hotel. Find out more and book Charles Dickens for your event. Go to originstheatre.uk. That's www.originstheatre.uk.
Need your appliances pack tested? Call the local experts, Westwhite Audio. Reasonable prices and all island coverage. Give Kelvin a ring on 0800 118 2484 for a no obligation chat. Email info@westwhiteaudio.co.uk or follow the link on the Vectis Radio homepage.
Check out the Riverside Centre Carpentry Shop next door to Vectis Radio. Skilled craftsmen have a small shop that's set up to donate to the Riverside charity. The shop contains nest boxes, tables, garden furniture, wooden horses. Practically anything wooden can be made to order. The skilled craftsmen are down to earth and really friendly. So don't be shy. Come and see them here at the Riverside Centre in Newport.
This is Vectis Radio. Contact us on Skype at vectis.radio.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone. 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
So welcome back. We're doing sitcoms from the 1970s and comparing them with today's. And they do say that there is going to be a brand new series of The Inbetweeners, but they will be from university. Is that right?
Well, I'm just assuming because the original series was them at A-levels.
Right,
going
yeah.
into uni. So it would just make sense if they and did they, that.
They've all done different things, haven't they, since then?
Yeah, they've all done loads of stuff.
There is a connection with Only Fools and Horses as well.
Is there?
What? Yeah. Why? Who's the little blonde chap that tells everybody he's had sex with everybody?
Oh, Jay.
Oh, he's a Jay, yeah, he's funny.
He played Del Boy in Rock and Chips.
Oh, he did, yeah.
Yeah. So there is a little connection there all the time, isn't there?
Yeah,
there's a crossover. The phone is somebody's
They're
desperately trying
ringing.
To get through. Hi, who's this?
Hello, mate. Sorry to come back on again. Do you remember Doctor at Large?
I do, and I remember the theme tune. Well, there were different variations on this.
Doctor in the House.
Doctor in the House, Doctor in Large. Mm.
And what do you call it? The matey, the doctor, he went off to another one called Mind Your Language. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, with quite a tasty bird, and I can't remember her name, though.
Oh, wasn't she a French lady?
That's her. Yeah.
Oh, she was the one in Hello, Hello. She
no.
went into, yes, she did.
No.
She went into being Hello, Hello.
Not this French. We know the what was her name? She was
right.
Françoise Pascal.
That's the one?
Yeah.
You got her? Yeah, Françoise
yeah.
Pascal.
Françoise Pascal, yeah. You're wrong. I bet I'm right. Don't ever play with her. Don't ever play.
Yeah. Like, the competition is intense.
She had her birthday recently, Max.
Max?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah?
No.
When is it?
April.
Well, it's not recently, but you have passed your birthday, isn't it?
Right, where's this going?
I think it's starting to set in, darling.
I've always been like this.
Well, as I said earlier, have a good weekend, will you?
Cheers, Keith.
Bye-bye,
see you,
then.
Mate. Bye. Something else is when you look at these comedy things, there's always, even back in the 1970s, in the 1980s, there's a connection. They were in this, they were in that, they were in this together. We just mentioned what's the program that was coming back, The Inbetweeners.
Yeah.
And who's the guy? Who was the guy, the teacher?
Greg Davis.
Mr. Gilbert. We couldn't think of Mr. Gilbert. Now, he was in a thing called Man Down. I'm just trying to find the theme.
Go on, Josh.
Because he was. I wonder if this is. I was just got a clip of it. It hasn't got the actual TV theme.
Can you remember that?
It's a brilliant theme. It really is a brilliant theme to Man Down. But Man Down stars Greg Davis. And also, do you remember Mrs. McCluskey from Grange Hill? She plays his mum, and the late great Rick Mayall was his dad.
They actually, in a funny sort of way, look like each other.
They do, and,
do you
and
not think?
Forever. He's got great stories to tell about Rick Mayall, and he gets quite emotional as well. But he is so funny as Greg Davis. But they do look alike. But he plays his dad.
I've got a bit of a weirdy crush on him actually.
Who, Rick Mayall or Greg Davis?
Greg Davis.
Here we go. This is theme. Great bit of music. And they replaced Rick Mayall with some lady that used to be in Tenco. One of the ladies that used to be in Tenco.
Stephanie Cole,
that's her. And it's... but she replaced it. It's really very good. She got one right, Josh.
Yeah.
See what it's like.
Oh, you two ganging up on me.
Let's take another call. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's me again.
Hello.
I'm thinking one more. My wife next door, Hannah Gordon.
Oh, yeah, that was John Alderton,
wasn't
it?
John Alderton. Oh, John Alderton, yes. Mm. I can't remember who the...
Don't think that was 70s.
Was. Yes, that was quite entertaining, because he's always good, isn't he, whatever he used to do in comedy. I don't know whether that was a terribly popular one, but it was, it was a bit of a different one, wasn't it? A different sort of slant on things. But she was in lots of things as well, wasn't she?
This is BBC One.
Turned up in lots of things, Hannah Gordon, on and off.
Here we are. My wife next door. John Alderton, Hannah Gordon. Yeah, it was 1972.
Really?
Oh,
it was 1972.
Yeah.
And there he is. He was driving around in a mustard-coloured Ford Capri.
Ford Crappy.
Yeah. Wow. No, good shout. I like that. That's, 1972, My Wife Next Door.
Yeah.
All right.
Right. Okay,
brilliant. Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
So there we are then. Sitcoms from the 1970s with a tinge of what we are watching today.
I just remembered another one from today actually.
Go on.
Green Grass. Do you remember that?
Another spin-off from Only Fools and Horses. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
It was.
Didn't you know that?
No, yeah. I didn't know that.
Because they make reference to him in all the time, but not they're kind of
Marley.
They're kind of. It's like having a couple of pets, isn't it?
Do you remember those little Furbies? To keep alive.
I was trying to keep it on sitcoms. I was saying that they would just have these really weird sort of moments where they would mention Only Fools and Horses, but in a really strange kind of way. And then all I heard was, Marley.
I think we've been told off.
Yeah. It's getting grumpy.
Sacked.
Well, I've got some... I want to throw something out there. I want some help.
Go
right? Because I've never heard of this. Right, On the Buses. I loved On the Buses, okay? But it's fantastic. But I didn't realise, and I don't remember anything about this, that 2 years after the end of On the Buses, Reg Varney launched a new sitcom for ITV called Down the Gate, inspired by characters he met at Billingsgate Fish Market in London, pulled in around 7 million viewers and ran for two series in 1975.
Right, hang on.
Down the Gate.
Down the Gate. We're finding it in a minute. It is, do you remember
Never
this?
Heard of it. I'm getting tired of the city, all the noise and the mess. Want a new beginning and a new address. Why don't we run away to somewhere where the birds don't sing? I want the green, green grass and a country house in a place where my head ain't home. Yeah, that was the Green Green Grass then, and that was a spin-off of Only Fools and Horses. Didn't actually star any of them. I'm just looking up the Down the Gate. Is that what it was just called? Yeah.
Just Down the Gate. Okay. Can't find anything here.
No, but all to do with characters he'd met apparently in Billingsgate Fish Market, and it was obviously really popular, but I just can't remember it.
Okay, that was Reg Varney.
Yeah.
Reg Varney. Let's just have a little look at Reg Varney, 1975. Is he still with us? He died recently, didn't
he? No,
he's not. 1995, so he's been gone 20 years. Good grief. So let's have a little look and see. I know it ran from the 1960s right through. Go for a take.
No,
sounds like, what was it you were saying?
No, Down the Gate.
Down the gate
apparently run from 75 to 76.
It is that then, yeah? Yeah. Okay, nothing here on his... was he actually in it then?
Yeah. He was obviously a fishmonger.
Okay, there's nothing here. Just, there's films, television roles.
But 7 million viewers is not a little amount, is it?
Down the Gate, he played Reg Funnel.
Reg Funnel. He plays a lot of Regs, doesn't he?
It's easier so you can remember.
That's the cast there.
He was a couple of Regs. He was Reg in Rag Trade as well. He was in the Rag Trade in the 60s. On the Buses ran from 69 to 73. We got to have a bit of On the Buses, don't you? Don't you think?
A bit of Olive and Arthur.
On the Buses. I told you about my great aunties and I living in Wimbledon, Queen's Road.
Yeah.
About 30 doors up, because they got the really long roads up there. The guy who played his brother-in-law, what was his name?
Oh, odd looking. Yeah, I can't remember his
crikey,
name.
What was his name? Married to Olive, poor bloke.
No, I thought you meant the Clippy.
I don't know what you think I mean, but I know what I mean. The bloke that was married to Olive, right?
Yeah.
Used to live in the
Arthur.
Road. was that his name, Arthur? Arthur?
In the series.
Yeah, Michael Robbins' name was. He used to live about 30 doors up. Are you keeping up with this? are you on drugs?
No, it's all these early stars. It's not doing really good. Carry on.
Carry on. That's almost like I've just crashed the car, wiped out, you know, this car, that car. Oh, carry on. You're doing all right. Carry on.
I'm with you all the way. Come on.
On the Buses theme I'm looking for. Anyway, Michael Robbins used to live about 30 doors up.
Doris Speed.
Doris Speed?
She was...
Coronation Street.
His mother.
Coronation Street? Doris Speed?
I've got the wrong name again.
Doris Speed was... I think it was Doris Somebody, wasn't it?
It was Doris Somebody. I still say it's Speed.
I'll get you, Butler.
Yes. So no. What was his name? Stephen...
Reg Varney.
Yeah.
Stan.
That's it. Stan.
Cicely Courtenage as Mum. This is going back to the 60s, though. This is the 60s version. Reg Varney is Stan. Yeah, you just said that. Doris Hare.
Doris Hare. I knew
Mum.
It was Doris.
Are they going through all of the casts over the years? There was Anna Karen as Olive. Bob Grant as Jack.
He was odd looking, wasn't he? But
and there was Stephen Lewis. And again, we go full circle because he was in...
Stephen Lewis, yeah.
He was in...
what was he? We have a visual.
Last of the Summer Wine.
That's it.
Yeah. It's like doing this show with someone really, really difficult, isn't it? Anyway, so did we have any more? Oh, we've left off the best one. We haven't done the best one yet.
Which is?
Come on, which best sitcom ever?
Ever? Well, it wasn't in the 70s, so you can't have it.
No, in the 70s. Yeah, we're talking 70s now, aren't we?
Some Mothers Do Have Them.
Some Mothers Do. No, but
are you on about Porridge?
Yeah, we're coming to Porridge in a moment. Let's just quickly do this one.
Robin's Nest.
Okay, we can't do it now because the blooming machine won't play it now. No, Porridge. Porridge was my favourite, but Some Mothers Do Have Them was Michael Crawford.
Did all his own stunts.
He did do all his own stunts, and there were some incredible stunts there as well.
Get on that bus.
Michelle Dutrice was his wife, and she married Edward Woodward.
The Equaliser.
Let's go back to this. Porridge. There were so many things about Porridge. How many episodes do you reckon they made?
Oh, probably not many. Episodes 20?
62.
That voice come from?
It's a guess.
Oh, lovely Richard Beckinsale was in it.
He was, and he sadly would have died, 31?
Yeah.
I think he was only 31, but I think they got four series out of it. Four series, ran from 74 to 70, and they made a film as well.
Mm.
And the film was about them playing football. Do you remember? And
yeah.
They had quite a few celebrities in the... let's look at the list of people here. Richard Beckinsale was in it. Fulton Mackay, Brian Wilde, and they were in Last of the Summer Wine as well. So there was that connection all the time. And Sam Kelly, who recently died, he was in it as well.
Who was he? He was a littler chap.
He was. He's never been very tall.
He's the littler chap, I say.
Biggins was in it.
Christopher Biggins was, yeah.
And the one, the only, again, there's a connection. They crossed over so many times. David Jason, he played Blanco, didn't he? And he looks like Blanco now, doesn't he?
Because
he
was not very good now.
Plays that little old man, but
old age is something not to look forward to, is it?
cross that one off my list.
I'm not
18,
doing that one.
Porridge originated in 1973, and the original guy that was going to play Porridge was he was too busy being Jack Regan.
Yeah, it was Thor, John.
John Thor was the original guy that was going to be... And I think
I don't think that would have worked.
They even made a pilot with him in.
Did they?
Yeah. And it
was that another Dick Clements, whatever, is writing?
I've got a funny feeling it was. It was Dick Clement and Ian Lefrenet, yeah. Mm. But that was a brilliant series. And it had a spin-off as well.
Yeah.
And again, there's another connection with Only Fools and Horses. Do you remember the spin-off?
No, I don't.
Going Straight. I'm going straight, straight as an arrow. And I don't know who sang the song, but they made it, I think it was a couple of episodes, and I do believe that he was in that as well, the other fella that was in Nick with him, the guy who sadly died of a heart attack, age 31.
Richard.
Yeah, Richard Beckinsale. Mm. What was his name in the programme?
I can't remember.
Oh, crikey, that's going to annoy me. But he was in Going Straight, and he played a long distance lorry driver, and he used to park the lorry outside of the house. And Rodney Trotter was his son. You remember Rodney Trotter? And you think how weird is that? You've got Porridge because David Jason was in it. There's so many crossovers.
It's quite interesting, isn't it?
And we haven't even mentioned another one of the favourite ever themes of
themes.
You know, yeah, when you think you've got the one that Step starts off where he's whistling. There's that as well. And it's We'll Keep the Red Flag Flying. Yeah, do you remember that?
Citizen Smith,
yeah, with Robert Lindsay. There were so many. Now, the computer in front of me seems to be doing something really, really weird. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Not just me, then.
It's not just you, Max.